Yerushalmi says that after Kriyas HaMegillah we have to say Baruch Mordechai Aru Haman Aru Zeresh and Brucha Esther and Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim Barurim Kol HaRishon. One of the Iker Limudim we have to take out of the Megillah is the Chiluk between Rishoim and Tzadikim. It's one of the themes which we see running through this Megillah. Now, there's a Yesoid Otzum, which people know, but they don't understand it's a Yesoid Otzum. Chazal say Sheker Eino Koi. Sheker doesn't last. Sheker can't stand. So we learn, and it's also a Vort La'alocha, that the three Oisias, Shin, Kuf, Resh, all have come to one point, and they don't stand up, they topple over, so to speak. Masha'en came Emes is Koi, Emes, each Ois, the Aleph has two legs, very firm, the Mem has a base, and the Tof has two legs, and it's Koi. It's not just a little Shaina, Vatala, Azar, it's a Yasad of the Gantz of Bria, Sheker Eino Koi. The Yisod of Sheker is that it's not real. The Yisod of Emes doesn't just mean true. Emes means what's real. The Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Chosomah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. And the Rashi says at the beginning of Va'era that the Shem Avaya was a Gilui of Midas Amitis Sheli. So the Midas Amitis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's it mean? Emes doesn't just mean true. It means it's real. The Bari Oilam is real. And things which are devoid of the Bari Oilam, Ra means to be broken, actually, in Russian, Ra'ua, to be broken, to be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If something's disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to be real, and if it's not real, it won't survive. It can survive for a while, it might even survive for a few thousand years. But at the end of the day, Sheker Eino Koi. Now, not only was it, so if Sheker is Eino Koi, why is there Sheker in the world? Why is there Ra in the world? Which is a very, very, very big sugya. Basically, a lot of svarim have been written on this to explain this. Why is there Ra in the world, and how is there Ra in the world? The why is there Ra in the world is not so hard to understand on one level, but that is to give us Bechira. And Arei HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Zoyche to Olam Haba, and not to have it as a Matnas Chinam, so therefore we come into a world which the world as it presents itself to us as we see it is not a Prois to Olam Haba, is not a Mokim for a Dveikus Vashem Yisbarach. You can live a life completely free, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not fettered. You don't have to do anything that he wants if you want to, and you can get away with it. And there are, we live in a world where there are shittas and shittas like that, no? Very big shittas. We live in a world today where the prevalent shitta amongst to how in the Western world is a shitta that this world is the Iker, and maybe you pay lip service to believing in God, but it doesn't have to change your life in any way. And Esav, that's in his, we live in the Golus of Esav, but that was his, the whole Yisod of Esav is this Sheker, and the Poshet Lofa Vayimru Kosher Ani, and he adopted this religion of his that, as long as you believe in the Narishkeit, and you can do what you like, and then you go to heaven, and you can be as big a tzaddik as you think. If you don't believe in this idiot, then you won't go to heaven, you go to hell forever. That's stupid. It's a very convenient religion for Esav. And Esav's Golus has been going on about 2,000 years. But at the end of the day, explains the Das Funus, Sheker Eino Koi. And every, he explains the whole history of the Bria like this, every different shita and every different malchus that grew in the world grew, the Rebbe Lishon gives it its full koyach, then it gets destroyed. But there's doch a nekudi here, that it gets destroyed mitoich atzmoi. It implodes. The yisod of that malchus is what destroys the malchus. And if you know world history, you'll understand that that's a yisod atzum. What destroyed Greece? Democracy. That's what destroyed Greece. And what's going to destroy Esav is the shittas of Esav. But we're learning this Megillah now, so we have to see. I want to show you here that the Rishoyim themselves all destroyed themselves. The Rishoyim are going to be destroyed. None of the Rishoyim survived this Megillah. And who survives this Megillah? Mordechai and Esther, which is a Pele. Achashverosh also survived to Lichaira, but he survived for however long he survived. We don't hear the end of Achashverosh in this Megillah, but the two super Rishoyim and all the Amalekim that we hear about in this Megillah did not survive. But the important thing is, we're shown in this Megillah how they destroy themselves. The Ikka Nekuda, what they're all about, they destroy themselves. So this is Hakdama. We're now going to see how Vashti is going to destroy herself. Sheker Eina Koi. She's always going to destroy herself from her whole Ikka things. Haman destroyed himself from all his Ikka Midas. We'll get there, we'll see how Haman destroyed himself. So we were holding by Pasuk Tes. We learnt that Achashverosh made this Meshugana Mishteh for 180 days, and even a more Meshugana Mishteh for 7 days. Lasses Kirtzon Ish V'Ish, keep everybody happy. We learnt the reasons why he made the Mishteh. And Lamaisa, he's been living for 187 days in a matzav of total devoid of any type of reality, just shikering away and showing off his ashiras, six oitzvos every day. Then these last 7 days, where he's decorated the palace and the people sitting on mitosav or chesef and this whole thing, total mishigas. Gam Vashti Hamalko Osasom Mishte Noshim Beis Hamalos Hashem Melech Achashverosh. What's with it? Gam Vashti Hamalko. If you remember, I told you Achashverosh wasn't royal. Vashti was his link to royalty. She was royal. She got furious, says the God, when he made this Mishte of all the commoners, of everybody who's Nimtza, Shushan Habira, in the Ginas Bisan HaMelech. You don't do that. You don't bring in the commoners into the inner chambers of the garden of the palace. You don't do that. Royal people have the dignitaries can come to them, but not the ganze Am. So she wanted to show him to insult him. So what did she do? She gam Vashti Hamalka osasom mishtei noshim beis hamalchus asher lamelech Achashverosh. Says the God, to show him what things she made it in his bedroom. She brought the women into Mamish, the most private chambers where nobody ever goes. She's going to show him bizayon for Malchus. This is how you treat the Malchus. I'll show you. This is a thing. So she made a Mishnah Noshim there. Now, that was just outside the Gisan Bisanha, the Ginas Bisanha, her where their Mishnah was. Bayoy Mashvi, Ketoy Blei Mamelech Bayoyin. What did he do? On the seventh day, that's after 187 days, he lost complete. He lost his senses completely. It was Ishkapele after partying away like this. Says the God that since she made the Mishneh Noshim in his bedroom, and it was right outside the where their Mishneh was, they heard all the women talking. What are Goyim going to talk about when they hear women talking? What should they talk about? A blood Gemara, a sugya. They talked about women. And they started having a vikuach. Who are the prettiest women in the world? And each nation coming along, they had 127, he had the people there, all the different representatives. They're all saying, this one's the prettiest, this one's the prettiest, that one's the prettiest. So Ahasuerus bangs on the table and he says, I'll show you who's the prettiest. It's my wife. And ki tovas marehi. She was tovas mare. She was from the four tovas mare in the world. Interesting that she was. You'll see why it's interesting soon. But she was. But he decided he wants to show her off in all her beauty. So he sent the seven sarisim to bring her only in the keseh malchus. How did he do that? So first of all, we're shocked by such a thing. I'm not sure. Maybe nowadays was not shocked. I heard of Shuladika Maisa in yeshiva. People can run around in diapers in yeshiva. So maybe we won't be shocked that you bring any keseh malchus. Oh, but one should be shocked. I was definitely completely shocked that people are walking diaper. Kompani, one should be shocked. Keseh Malchus. Only Keseh Malchus. How is this Yafya? So you would have thought, of course, that she refused. Well, I'm beside it. This is the queen, the empress of the world. She is royalty. She is the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Well, I think Chazal understand Goyim much better than we do. But to mine, Amalko Vashri Lobo Bidvar Amelech, Hashem Yad Asarisi. Chazal said, why did she refuse? What do you mean? Was she refused? Any normal woman would refuse? She would have run. Elomai is a machlokes. Either she was poshet nispashet b'tzaras, or she had a zonov. All of a sudden there was a zonov. Now, Levaisa, we learned that this is Hester Polim, and we don't have any Gilui Polim, and any Nisim, which are Mefurish over here. See, if all of a sudden she would have grown a tail, that Lechoira would have been a very Meshunadik thing. In Lechoira, one has to say that she felt that she had a Zonov, or something, she felt that she wasn't at her best, and that's why she refused to come. If she had saras, then whether you say it's kipshutoi, or she felt she wasn't at her best, so she refused to come. Vatamoin hamalko vashti. Now, before it said gam vashti hamalko, so now he's calling her hamalko vashti. So what's going on? If she's hamalko vashti, says the God, the be'etzim, she was the malko. She is royal. So really, she's be'ika malko and secondary Vashti. But she's the wife of the king, and he is the melech. It's not like, let's say, today in Britain. So the Elizabeth is the queen, and her husband is not a king. He's not called king, he's called a prince. So he is number two. He's not number one. But in those days they didn't have that. In those days, Achashverosh was the melech. But Levaisa, she was the real queen. She was the real yisod of royalty. So when she couldn't come, she wanted to come, but she couldn't come. So Vatimayin Hamalko Vashti Lovo Bidvar Hamelech Hashem Yad Sarisim. So she sent him a little message. And she sent him the message, which was the biggest insult that you could give to a guy. Again, nowadays, who knows, it might be an insult to Yeshiva Bochrim as well. Amar Kolponim, she said to him, first she said, Ba'ar Uraya, the Abba, you're the horse head of Abba. And then she told him, Abba was able to drink and drink and drink and hold his liquor, and you become shikar and you can't hold your liquor. That was the biggest insult. You can't hold your liquor, Abel is able to drink 12 barrels of wine and hold his liquor, and you can't hold your liquor. Is that mamash an insult? And she said to him, why, how did the Chazal know she said to him that she called him the horse head? Because here it says, Hamalka Vashti. She was stressing, I'm the Malka, and you're a garnished, and you're a mamash a garnished. Why did she do that? Because she couldn't come, and she, her midas are not the best midas. She doesn't have the best midas. And she's a mushchas in midas, so she insulted him in a very deep way. And he reacted, so the Gaon, his anger burnt within him. Why did it burn within him? So he says the Gaon, that when a person gets angry and he's insulted, so if you're upset about something, you speak it out, and then it lets off the steam and you calm down. But over here he couldn't tell anybody what she'd said. He could say that she sent me a message which said, I'm the horse head. Aray, he was the Bar Araya de Abba. He wasn't the real Melech. How could he say that? And not to say that I can't hold my drink. He couldn't say it. So he's just thinking about it, getting more and more angry. He's getting more and more angry. What do we do? He's got to react. Aray, this was, first of all, a public beside to the Melech. He sent 7 sarisim, everybody who was Yoshvim, Avshosis, Pnei HaMelech, they all saw that he was going to bring Vashti to show to Laharisis or Amim, and she didn't come. So that was a mefurish Bizayin HaMelech. Oh, but the bigger Bizayin was her little message to him. But what's he going to do? Is it a quandary? What should he do now? He has to react. She was married by Malchus. She was married against the Melech. But on the other hand, what can he do? All right, she is the Malka. He has to have royalty. He can't. What's he going to do? So the Melech spoke to the Chachomim Yoidei Ho'itim. So go on. What are the Yoidei Ho'itim? You have people who are political experts, who know all the ways of politics and how you can bend the rules and there aren't even any rules and everything else. Yodei ha'itim, you know how you have to do this and over here and this and this and that and the other. Ki chay dvar ha'melech lifnei kol yodei dosvadin. Because he was not allowed to judge himself. He had to go in front of someone else. There was a constitutional law, very, very vital constitutional law in Poras, that the Melech could not be done something which was noger to the Melech, he couldn't be done himself. Why is that so vital thing? Because that protected the Sarim. That if the Melech would be angry with a Sar, the Melech could be done la'atzmoy normally. So if a Sar would say something and the Melech would be upset, he'd just execute it. So in order to protect themselves, they had a constitutional law and something else you got to know. The constitution in Paris could not be changed. That was a yesod in the constitution. The laws of the constitution could not be changed. They had a constitutional law that called Dvar HaMelech, something which should not get to the Melech, has to go if Kol Yodei Dosvedin, has to be done in a court. He cannot judge himself. So he couldn't just execute her, and he didn't want to execute her. He wants to find a way out. But it has to go if they call Yodei Dasvadin. So he's trying to figure out a way out of his quandary. How can I make a statement that the Malka was married by Malchus publicly, somehow give her some type of oynish, but on the other hand, she's the Malka. A normal situation, married by Malchus, Chayav Misa, finished. Vakorav Eilov, Karshana, Shesar, Admosa, Sarshish, Beres, Marsana, Memucha. And the people who were Korav to him, that means they sat right next to him, were these 7 fellows. Shiva Sore Parasu Modai, Roy E Plei HaMelech, Ayoshvi Mishoyna Babalchus. These are the Roy E Plei HaMelech who sat next to him. Now, what should happen over here? Well, wait. Not only are we going to see the end of Vashti, right now, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to see the end of Haman. Oh, he's going to take time for this to happen. But Haman is going to destroy himself right now through his midas toivus that he has. Wait, let's see. I'll let you into a little secret. Memuchon, Chazal say, is Haman. Memuchon was number 7 of the Sarim. He was the youngest, the lowest of them. But why was he called Memuchon? Why isn't he called Haman here? Because Chazal say he's Muchon le Paronius. Muchon le Paronius can mean two things. One is he's Muchon to give out Paronius as much as he can, as we're going to see what he's going to propose over here. And later on he wants to kill Mordechai. But more important, he's Muchon le Paronius right from the very beginning. He is going to have the Paronius. Because Sheker Enakoi. And as much as you think he's going to be powerful, he's going to destroy himself, and right now he's about to do it. Let's see what happens. So the Melech asks, Kedos, Mala, so is Ba Malka Vashti, and the Melech all of a sudden is stressing the fact that she's the Malka. Ala Sheloi, also so is Ma Mar Ha Melech Achashverosh Beyad HaSorisim. He didn't say she was married by Malchus. She didn't always say the Mahamar. It wasn't a tzivui. It was a Mahamar. It was direct for the Melech. It was Biada Sarisim. All that studied to be Makel. What should happen? Somebody should come up with an answer. What to do? Here's what he's hoping. Vayoyme v'muchon lifnei ha-melech v'asorim. Haman, the big Arnav, jumps up. He's number 7, he's the cotton shepherd. He jumps up and starts speaking first, the big Balgaiver. That's the first thing that is going to destroy him. Because he's about to destroy himself now. Loy ala melech levado yovso Vashti amalko. No, hamalko Vashti. Vashti amalko. He didn't call her the Malka Vashti. It wasn't only on the melech himself. Ki al kol asorim ba kol ha'amim Hashem b'chol medinus ha'melech Achashverosh. He's mamash turning the whole thing round. Achashverosh made it into a garnish, the thing that she did, and he's making it into a mamash, the world global problem that she, it comes out for all, she's affected all the sorim and all the amim Hashem b'chol medinus ha'melech. What Vashti did now has global proportions, affecting the whole of planet Earth, every person in the world. Ki yetzi dvar ha'malko al kol ha'noshim. Haray, they were, these 7 people were sitting around the Melech when the Melech got the message, and they heard her little message. The rest of the people in the hall didn't hear the message, but they heard what she said, that you can't keep your liquor, and the women heard what she said. So he said, you know, when this comes out, the women will all hear what the Malka said to the Melech, how the Malka was Mavaza the Melech, they'll all be Mavaza their own husbands. Lavzos ba'alehen be'nehen. Ba'omram ha'melech ha'chashverish omel ha'hov yismashti ha'malka lefona v'loi ba'. They're all going to say, you don't have to listen to your husband. If the queen doesn't listen to the king, then why does any woman have to listen to her husband? And all of a sudden he's worried about Shalom Bais. And he's decided to think it's going to ruin domestic peace in the whole world. Not only will it be that she didn't come. Hayoy maze tomada sorrows parasumadai asheshabu is dvar amalko lechol sorry amelech. And you know, the women in the hall didn't hear it. The sorrows heard it. The ones who were sitting next to the Malka, they heard it. And they're going to tell their husbands, the sorim. And what the Malka said, this secret message, is going to become public knowledge. And the whole world's going to hear the beside to the Melech. In other words, Haman has just blown up this whole Gaulish thing. It's such a massive, massive issue. Why did he do that? Well, you might think because he's stuck and worried either about the Kavod HaMelech, he's an Eved Neman to the Melech, Bobkus, Haman's not worried about any such thing. Maybe he's worried about Shalom Bias, Bobkus is not worried about any Shalom Bias. Haman is Haman Minatari Minayin, Hamin Ha'etz. Where does Haman Shoresh? From the Eitz Hadas. Haman is Mr. Midas Royce, all. all its all contained in one bench. I even know this Haman. So what was he doing here? The Melech wants to be marked in the Chet, and he's marked in the Chet. So Chazal tells us that he had terrible problems with Zeresh, his wife. He had terrible shalom bayis. Zeresh was always pushing him around and insulting him and everything, and he wanted to get his own back on Zeresh. He seized the opportunity that he would be able to be sholet on Zeresh. He's only thinking about himself. But thinking about himself, he's going to destroy himself. Why? So what does he propose? Im al ha-melech toiv, yetzi dvar malchus milafonov. What does this mean? Yetzi dvar malchus milafonov. V'yikosi b'tos seiporas u'modai v'lo yavar. But it should be written in the constitution and it cannot be changed. He proposed an unbelievable thing. He proposed that the melech should be able to be done something which is nogel atzmai b'atzmai. Let's change this constitution, and the new one can't be changed. That's how they work over here. This country, they do it the whole time. This country, they propose constitutional laws which can't be changed. You need a big majority on the Knesset, then they vote another law that they can change it, and they change it. Then a few years ago, they wanted to cut out the Haredim from the koyach in the elections. So they decided they're going to have direct elections for the prime minister. And in this way, they had direct elections to the prime minister. The Haredi wouldn't vote for a friar, so the prime minister wouldn't be totally on the Haredi bichlal. He'd have his own majority without needing the Haredi. But that way, he could run. And then all of a sudden, the first time it happened was the first election was they had direct elections for mayor of the cities. That was the first time they were thinking. And then there was going to be direct elections for prime minister. So it came out, Rav Shach Paskind, that we can vote for one of those candidates. There were Gedolim who said at the beginning, you can't. And then Rav Shach Paskind, you can, because he says, anyway, you're not, one of these Chilonim is going to become the mayor of the city. So therefore, not to vote is silly. He's going to become anyway. You're not making a Chiloni the mayor of the city. Elamai, you can be Mashpia. And so we should be mashmiya on whoever's best for Yiddishkeit. And that election, they knocked out the guy who was mayor here for 25 years, a massive Russia guy, Teddy Kolek. And Grada, I think that was when Olmert got elected the first time. And when they all the Haredi came, well, they realized they were voting for the mayor. They realize that means that the Pashas are going to vote for the Prime Minister. In a few months' time, there's going to be these direct elections for a Prime Minister. Oy vey! And they went with sugar that Kolek got knocked out. And then Taka, the Haredim changed the vote, because the Haredim voted, I think it was them, for Bibi, and that's when he first became Prime Minister. Yeah, has no Akara Satoif, but Al Kopolim, what do you expect? Al Kopolim. So the second time after the second prime minister election, they changed the law again. The Haredi, what do we need? This the Haredi are deciding who's going to be prime minister again. I mean, that's the last thing we need. So change the law. Then they tried to push up the minimum number of seats you need to get a party into the Knesset, to try and knock out different parties. And some of the Ika people who pushed it up have been knocked out of the Knesset because they pushed it up, the thing. Kitzer, they play around with these things. This is what was going on over here. We may even change the constitution, and now the melech can be done atzmai. That's a crazy thing. It protects the sorin. But what did he want? He wanted to force the melech, if he has to be done la'atzmai, then he's. She was married against him, and he publicized how bad it was. What the king going to do? He has to say, he has to execute her. What else can he do if he has to be done la'atzmai? He was hoping the Yodei Das V'din, the Yodei Ha'itim would come up with some drey, I hit her hair. But if the melech's done la'atzmai, he has no brera. So he says, now, he also worded the law very carefully. Says the God, he knew that the melech would not agree that any husband could kill his wife, execute his wife, if she doesn't do what he says. That's not shaykh. Be'el amai, that you could divorce her. Asher lo savoy, that you could have. So he passed the law. He realized what's going on here. This is a huge law. They changed the constitution and then passed the law that if a wife doesn't listen to her husband, it's grounds for divorce. You have to realize in the old days, you couldn't get divorced so easily. When I was a kid, in England, you still needed grounds for divorce. You couldn't stop get divorced. That has to do with the church, the grace, whatever. But you needed grounds for divorce. One of the Ikka grounds for divorce in those days was adultery. So if somebody wanted to get divorced, you couldn't stand up and say we want to get divorced. You couldn't do that. You needed grounds for divorce. So they used to hire a private detective and make a whole setup of a kinoy and stira, and then they come along and have a tina that she's an adulteress, and then or with him the he was thinking, and then you could come to the court and you could get divorced. So it was good parnasa for the private detectives. So you needed grounds for divorce. Now Haman proposed grounds for divorce. You don't have to go so right. Just have that she doesn't do what she's saying. Loi savoy. But what's going to be if Vashti is loi savoy? If the Malka is loi savoy, then she'll be executed. Because a Malka she loi savoy, there's no such thing as divorce. She's going to be executed. What's going to be with Hamalka Vashti? Look what he says. Asher lo savoy Vashti lifnei Hamelech. He says, she's not even a Malka. Who cares if she's a Malka? Umalchus yitein Hamelech liruusa hatoiva bimena. And the Malchus, you'll give to someone else. You'll find another person who's better than her. Not a problem that we're killing your whole, getting rid of your whole Zika to Malchus. Next Pele. Next Ness. V'nishma piska ha-melech ha-sheyase b'chol malchusei ki raboi, and this will be heard in the whole world. V'chol anoshim yitu yichol v'aleyen and migol v'adpatam, and everybody will start giving cover to their husbands as shalom bayis. The pele is v'yita v'adovo v'eide ha-melech v'hasorim v'yaz ha-melech kitvam v'mucho. It was not in the interest of the king, bechlal not. This is the last thing he wants. Yes, it's not in the interest of the Sarim to have this law. Cholila, what the king can judge himself. That's terrible. The Eivishna brings Vayita Vadomo Ve'elei HaMelech Ve'asarim Vayas HaMelech Kidva Memuchon, and he passed the law. What?
Isn't that clearness?
Is it a clearness? No. These things happen the whole time. Strange laws get passed. And why? Well, he spoke very eloquently and he convinced the ministers. And then in the Shushan Times, I had a whole editorial as to why it was so chashuv to change the constitution and it makes it more democratic, whatever they would have said. And I think it's a ness. If you clear ness, the Hainu, we see it as a ness, and we understand what's going on. You think Besim Chatzuma? What do you think? You haven't appreciated yet. I haven't explained to you why Haman's just killed himself for this, but this is what just happened. So we realize it's a ness. I mean, it's not a ness nigla, right? The water isn't changing to blood. It's happening a shinui derech hateva. It's just people are passing a law, a silly law for themselves. So it happens the whole time. Why is this Haman killing himself?
Now that he passed the law that the king could kill someone on his own.
What?
Now that the king could kill someone and did something to him that later in the Megillah.
That's right. What happens? Chavoyna came in the end. And the Melech did not want to kill Haman, Bichlal. Shumbari Boyfi didn't want to kill him. When Esther tells him the whole drasha that it's Haman who's behind the whole thing, the Melech gets up to go into the garden to cool off, find an Eitzah. He came back just as angry as he went. So Chazal say, because the Rebbeinu Shalom sent Malachim Bidmus Anoshim, we didn't see anything, we saw just Anoshim, didn't see there were Malachim, they were chopping down the garden. Now you have to know, one of the wonders of the seven wonders of the ancient world was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. It was one of the ploim of the world. And Kamuvan, when Ahasuerus moved the capital to Shushan, he made a cane, said, these Choshva gardens. And he comes into the garden to cool off. And what's happening? They're chopping it down. These men are chopping it down. He says, what's going on? You're not preparing for Shemitah. What's Tutsukhda? So they said, Haman told us to uproot the whole garden and destroy the garden. So he came back fuming. And then he comes back fuming, and he still doesn't say anything about Haman. And what happens? Haman's falling over Esther, and he doesn't stand up when the Melech walks in. Why not? The Gemara says there came a Malach and held him there. We didn't see any Malach. We just see that Haman just suddenly had a knack in his back and he can't stand up. And the Melech screams, still doesn't say Tluhu Olav. He does not want to kill Haman, especially since he was in the plan anyway. Then Chavoyna comes along. And Chavoyna pipes up with something which is a whole involved thing, which we're going to learn in Perek Beis, that the Hinei Ha'etz Asher Asa Haman LeMordechai Asher Dibe Toiv Al HaMelech. Aray, there's a lot of lumdus over here. We'll see when we get there. He pointed out the eights. You could see the gallows from the window of the palace, because he made it 50 amas high because of his vicious old Haman to make it so that everybody should see that Mordechai is being thing. And it's more than that. The vicious is much more than that. We'll see when we get there why he made it 50 amas high, why he made a cheshbon that could be seen from the window of the palace, Bedafka. Then Chavoyna pointed it out. Hinei ha'eitz. So the God is Eina Doime Re'ir Lishmiya. He could see it. And he says, and it was for Mordechai. He'd just taken Mordechai around the thing, around the country, around the town, saying that this is the. Why? Because Mordechai was the one loyal citizen who was Megale, the big Sovaterish plot, and saved the Melech's life. And the Gaon has a pshat. There's no human. The God said that itself wouldn't have been enough either. He says that the Melech misheard what Chavoyna said, and the Melech heard that with Hinei Ha'etz Asher Asa Haman LeMordechai Asher Diber. He heard it like this: Asher Diber, that Haman said when he made the eights, Toiv Al HaMelech, that the gallows is good for the king. That's what he said. Tluhu Olav. So, if there wouldn't have been the Haman amendment, he could never have said Tluhu Olav. And everything else is going to go into it, a lot more midas of Haman, that destroys Haman. Of Al Koponim, right now, the Haman amendment is the foundation of what's going to get rid of Haman.
According to the Gra, who holds that everything didn't seem strange in the Megillah, I'm saying, this isn't a strange thing that the king passed the law.
No, what it means is that there's no shinuyim. These things happen every day. There are strange laws. People pass strange laws, and there's this political this speech and that speech, and they pass strange laws. It happens the whole time. Look, what's going on now with America negotiating with Iran and making peace there? Everybody knows. Anybody who's got half a head on their head shoulders knows that Iran is trying to make a nuclear bomb. But if you think they're only going to use it on Israel, you're mistaken. They'll use it on America as well. It's in the interest of the whole world to stop them. Lamaisa, I'll leave it to Emis. I don't see how they have a tighter to stop them. I'll leave it to Emis. If America's got a nuclear bomb, so why can't Iran have a nuclear bomb? Well, what's it? Because we don't trust you? Who are you to decide? Well, you're the policeman of the world. You can decide. You can have it and you can't have it. Why, you're a naughty boy and I'm a sensible boy. I mean, what's a chutzpah? Baal Kompanim seems to be this Kabbalah of the world, this whole Mahalach. And now, so they were stopping them the whole time from making a nuclear bomb. All of a sudden now, they're being chayzer there. And the Lamaisa, they're letting them more or less do it. They're officially in 10 years. Yes, I mean, they've already got the bomb anyway, and so it doesn't make any enough commitment. It's all one big spiel. Some people say that's what Netanyahu is going to be Megale. I don't know if he will. That's also a very strange thing. Because of Netanyahu's own cheshbonis, he's going to speak in front of Congress this week. And there's a big machalikus whether that's good for the Jews or bad for the Jews. And v'chule. What's going on over here is Meshudeh v'yoseh. And Elamai. But that's not called Meshudeh. That's not the Yosef Lekach's degree of Shinui. This whole big fuss about Netanyahu, because Mrs. Netanyahu took back the bottles and got 3,000 shekel back on the bottles that she took back, and she didn't give it back to the Medina. So you're talking about less than $1,000. They made a ganze thing, and then there's this other thing about some electrician that they officially employed on Yom Kippur, but they didn't employ him. He didn't come. There's nothing going on over there which are not so things. So what did you expect? You expect to keep all the laws? I mean, none of them keep the laws. So they're being Megale. So why are they being Megale right now? Because he was leading in the polls and now he's gone down in the polls. All these cheshbonis which are going on. Meshudeh dikazachin. Mamish meshudeh dikazachin.
How did they change the constitution if it's unchangeable?
Kasha.
Why would they make a law when they were drunk?
No, this is after they weren't drunk anymore. They came to their senses now. This is after the party. Calm down. They sent out B'shem the Melech, a law that everybody has to, every husband should be the balabos in his house, and everybody has to speak the language of the husband, because he had the Haman had a problem with Zeresh not speaking Amalekish. This also has a figure later on. This silly thing helps in the end of the Mamish, the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael. Achar hadvarim o'ele, k'shoy chamas ha-melech ha-chashmish. See, he calmed down. Zohar es vashti, v'sasher ososo, v'sasher nigzar aleo. And he remembered Vashti, what she'd actually done. V'sasher nigzar aleo, he was goyzer. V'chazal nigzar min ha-shamayim. Because the Maisa, the whole thing was Nigzar Min HaShemayim. Not that he realized that, but the Megillah is telling us it was Nigzar Min HaShemayim. Why was she Chayav Misa? She was Chayav Misa Lemaisa. It was B'Yoyim HaShvi. Ketoyim B'Leim HaMelech V'Yoyim was on Shabbos, the Chazal say. Sorry. And why did her Oynish come on Shabbos? Because she was Mafshit Benois Yisrael and forced them to work on Shabbos and forced them to give tremendous Yisurin. So her whole, the Mida Keneged Mida that was Nigzah, that on Shabbos she should be killed through an Indian of being, of coming only Bekesa Amalchus. This is Lo Yehuvud. He got all disappointed, he got depressed. What did he do already? He killed his Malka for a stupid reason. The whole thing was stupid. Me'askalosoyadasof was one big stupid thing. So Reb Shleima, Sechetzadu Mikolshi Baruch HaLodz, there's something very interesting here. Who spoke to him? Vayomru Narei HaMelech Meshosof. Wasn't the Sarei HaMelech, wasn't the Avdei HaMelech. It wasn't the Yodei Das V'din, and it wasn't the Yodei Hoitim. Who gives him the Eitzah? The Narei HaMelech HaMeshosim. The servants who are Na'arim, young mention, the ones who clean his shoes, and put out his clothes, and run his bath, those are the people who gave this Eitzah. Why? Sotrim Shlomo, that he got so depressed, he didn't come out, didn't come into public, and he didn't speak to any of the Sarim. And they see these Na'arim, they don't understand anything of the ways of the world. And these Na'arim see him all depressed. And what's the reason he's depressed? Well, it's very simple. He killed his pretty wife. How do the Orim understand it? They understand any ways of the world. They understand that she was a Malka and she was the Yesod of royalty and everything. She was a pretty girl. And the Nebuchadnezzar, poor guy, hasn't got no wife anymore. So what's the Eitzah? Very simple. We'll make a beauty contest. We'll find another pretty girl. The whole problem is a pretty girl. Now, what should they? Well, anybody who understands anything in the political world, what would they have realized? You need royalty. So what should we do? You've got 127 Medinas. Send out to find a princess of royal standing from one of the 127 Medinas. If that would have been the plan, then there's one person who never could have become the Malka. That's Esther. Because Esther, even though she was actually of royal descent, but she was never Megale who she was and what she was, and nobody would have known that she was royal. So if they would have gone around to the palaces of the world, they wouldn't have come and found Esther. But the stupid people proposed a beauty contest. The Ike is find the Oris Basudas Tovis Marit. The Afkid Amena Pekidim, Behobdidas Malchusai, the Yigbetsu, as called Nara Basuda Tovis Marit, Shushan Abir Besa Noshi, and Yan Hager, Swiss Amenach, Shoba Noshi. And it got Balkocham, they're going to gather together all the Tovis Marit girls and bring them to Shushan. Now, before we go further, we have to understand another Yusod. Yusod Charles Barabi too, and I'll explain to you a bit more. What was the Averas which were Goyrem, eventually the Gzeira of Haman? So the Gemara says there were Petzim two Averas. The Gemara, the Medrash, there were two Averas. There was that they went to the Mishteh, and they were Nele from the Mishteh. That was one Avera. But there was an Avera which was before that. Because Rashbi says in the Gemara that if it would just have been that it should only have been the Yidn in Shushan should have been in the Gezerah. But this Gezerah, Haman's Gezerah, was on all the Yidn in the whole world. All the Yidn, all of Klal Yisrael were in these 127 Medinas. So what was the Avera which was going in that? So the answer is, as the Gemara, that when Nebuchadnezzar became the emperor, he put up a statue of himself, and it was a me'ein avodah zarah, and he was mitzave everybody to bow down to it, and all the yidn bowed down except Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and the punishment for not bowing down to it was to be thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh and came out b'nes. But all the rest of the yidn did bow down. The Gemara says, so they bowed down. It was Avodah Zarah. It was Avodah Zarah, so then there should have been a terrible Gezeira. Whole Klal Yisrael doing Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara, no. They did not. They were not Mekabalitas Avodah Zarah. They bowed down because they said, look, it's time of Golos. We're being captured by the Nebuchadnezzar, so we have no brain, we have to bow down. But they weren't. To be Ovid Avodah Zarah, you have to be Mekabel Belev that it's Avodah Zarah. So they weren't Mekabel Belev. Heim Osu Rak Leponim. They only did it and the Chitzoni stick away. They weren't Mekabel for Avodah Zarah. Hanani Mishom Azariah, even the Maris Ayin of doing it, were prepared to be Moise Nefesh. It shouldn't even look like a Maris Ayin, and they were Zoicha to the Nisim. But Klal Yisrael went on that Madrega and they bowed down Leponim. So the Gzeira was also Leponim. This Gzeira of Haman actually was only Leponim. It will see what it did for Klal Yisrael. Remember the Moshel I told you on Friday, the God's Moshel, that the whole thing over here is one big Mahalach of Ava to be Machzir Klal Yisrael to Tshuva. Haman's Gzeira was Machzir Klal Yisrael to Tshuva. But Al Koponim, there are these two Averas. Now, we have to know something else. That sometimes, the Ramchal says, that there are sometimes when a dar does a chet, and they don't have the koichus to be metakin the chet. So the gzeira is mitlatoni v'koi, and waits until you come to a dar where they can be metakin the chet. In order to be metakin the chet, you need two things. The dar has to be roy to do it, to the tikkun of the chet, and you need a godel, a tzaddik, who's going to be able to be the prime mover of the Tikkun HaChet. So that the Dor of the Golus, the time of Nebuchadnezzar, weren't able to be Metakin the Chet. And so therefore the Gzeirah waited until we come to this Dor. This Dor are going to be able to be Metakin this Chet. And Mordechai's Tafkid is going to be Be'ika Tikkun of the Chet Shishtachu Latzelem. However, we can't just maybe megalgel a chet from a previous dar and make a gzeira into some other dar which didn't do the chet. You can't do that. It's not fair. So you need to have a problem, a chet in this dar, which is going to activate the old chet, which is mitlatoli v'koi. So this dar, the chet of this dar, was shenenu misudosei. Ainenu misudosi is only the Yidden in Shushan, Eino Hanami. But if we'll go with extreme Midas Hadin, pure Midas Hadin, in pure Midas Hadin there's Arvus, Kol Yisrael Zarevim Zelozeh. So any chet which some people do in Klal Yisrael, Sof Kol Sof, if we go with pure Midas Hadin, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't normally do, then in pure Midas Hadin we could tie that on Klal Yisrael as Arvus. But we wouldn't do that Stamasei, but we can use it. It's enough that we can use it, this aspect of Midas Hadin, to be able to be bring in the chet of the previous Dar Shishtachu Letzelim, where they all bowed down, and then we can make a gzeira on the whole of Klal Yisrael in order to bring Klal Yisrael back to tshuva to be metaken the original chet. And we're going to see later on that there are even Sharoshim before the Ishtachavu Letzelem. There are things going on very, very deep in the history of Klal Yisrael. And actually the Shorish HaSharoshim of this whole parasha started in Kabbalah HaTorah Maimed Har Sinai. Because we weren't Mekabel Torah completely by Maimed Har Sinai, and therefore there is part of this is to come to be Metakin the Chisor in the Kabbalah HaTorah and other things as well as we're going to see. Al Kol Ponim, what's Noget as right now, is that we have two prime Chatoim which need a Tikkun, and we need two Goyalim to make the Tikkun. Mordechai, as I told you, is going to be the metaken of the Hishtachvu Letzelim to be made Nebuchadnezzar. Esther is going to be the metaken of the Nene Misudosa Shalosa Rosha. That's her tafkid. And now we'll see how she's going to do it. So they proposed as follows. You bring all these women, Venosan Tamrukeyan, and they should have equal beauty treatments. Vanara Shetita Beni Amena Timlo Tachas Vashti. They didn't even call her Hamalka Vashti, didn't realize that she's a Malka. Vayita Madama Beni Amela Vayas Kate, not a Pella. And he agreed, that's what we should do. Ish Yehudi Hoya Vishushan Abirish Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ben Ish Yimini. So, this Mordechai, we already explained, this Hoya Kvar, that explains why everything moved to Shushan. And his name was Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi. Now Shimi lived many doiras before Yair, and Kish even before that. So why is the Megillah just bringing out a few names of his Yichus and doesn't bring, I mean, it's a Monoshach, either bring your whole Yichus to Binyamin, or just like normally, Ploini ben his father, Mordechai ben Yair, and finished. So the Gemara explains, dashes these four names, and says that ben Yair sheheir a name shall Yisrael bitfilosoi, ben Shimi sheshama keil tfilosoi, ben Kish shehikish al dal se rachamim. So the God, what's this? What's the pshat in this drasha? The Gemara says in Chulin Mordechai min atarim minayin. Where's Mordechai Merum is in the Torah? Because it says in next week's parasha, the Yikach Mordror, is the some of the simonim of the Ketores. Two of them is Ma'adror, and one of them is Ma'adror, and the Targum of Ma'adror is Meira Dachya, is a remez to Mordechai. That's right. So Mordechai is Merumez in the Ketores. What's the Bi'ah Hadvarim? So the Gon, the Yisod of Mordechai, his Ike Koyach is Tefillah. He was a Vada Godel Batoira as well, but his Meridikah Koyach in Tefillah. Tefillah is Merumez Bebechinas Ketores, Bebechinas Reach. We know Avodah, all the Korbanos are called Reach Nichoyach. Tefillah is Bechinas Reach. So the Gon, on the face, there are four chushim, four prime chushim. Einayim, lirois, oznayim, nishmoya, the af, the lahariach, and the peh ledaber. He says three of those chushim are be'ikah for Torah. Einayim, lirois, v'torah shebichsav. You need your eyes to read Torah shebichsav. Oznayim lishmoya Torah shebal peh. When you have in the old days when Torah was only shebal peh, the Torah shebal peh was bal peh, you had to listen, you had to hear from a Rebbe and learn it bal peh. Your mouth to speak out what your mechadish in Torah. And the af is bechidas reach, that's bechidas tefillah. Mordechai, his prime koyach is ktoiris, is bechidas tefillah. He says the drasha of Chazal is that Mordechai even used the other koichas. Evadi used it for Torah as well. He was a gadol b'Torah. He existed as the fourth gadol originally, and then he went down one madrega. So he's the fourth in the Sanhedrin. He was a gadol b'Torah, but also he used his koichas of einayim sheheir einayim shel Yisrael b'tfilasoi. Shmir sheshaba keil tvilasoi, dibur shehiki shaldalsi rachamim. All the koiches of Mordechai, what the Chazal are telling us is Mordechai is metukun for tefillah. The tikkun of the chet sheishlachnu letzelem is going to be through tefillah. That's what Mordechai, when the gzeira comes out, Mordechai went into the rechov ha'ir and was mispalel barabim without any bushes lehepech of what they did. They were scared to bow down. They were scared not to bow down, and they were scared to show that they're a yidden in public. He is mispalel in public, and he's goyreim the kol mokim shedvar melech magia throughout the whole world. Yidden and nisoyra in tefillah. It was tefillah that changed the whole gzera of Haman. That's Mordechai's koyach to be metaken the chet shishtachnu. We'll see more in Yitz Hashem how he did this. But she, okay, Asher Oglem Yerushalayim, we learned, I said, Vayhi oimidis hadasa hi esteh bastoide ki eidla ov v'ev. Vadara toibas marit, toya, yifas toya, v'toibas marit. V'moyis ovi ovi ima lekocha Mordechai lo lebas. Mordechai took her, she was a yisoyma, She never had a father, and she never had a mother. What's the pshat? Ein lo avoim. Her father was nifter before she was born. Her mother was nifteris in childbirth, so she never knew her parents. Mordechai raised her, and Mordechai brought her up to the highest madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh, that she became mamish one of the Zayin Nevius of Klal Yisrael. The God explains that Yefas Toya V'Toyvas Mare, why is that Nogea? It's Nogea Avada, because if she wasn't Yefas Mare, then she wouldn't have been taken for the competition. But why do we have so many times the Torah is Meshabeach the Noshim Tzidkonius for their Yofi? So the God explains that there are two aspects of Yofi. And the Yofi Hachitzoini is Mare on a Madriga Plimis, on Shlemis HaPlimis. Now you have to know, Rabbi Yisai, that we're all Mekulkal. In our ideas of Yofi, of Noshim, we're all Igansa Mekulkal. The Chazal tell us that Sarah was Mea V'esim V'sheva Shonim when she died. She was Bas Esrim, Bas Meir Kabas Esrim Laonshi. And she was Bas Esrim Kabas Zayin Leyofi. When she was 20, she was like a 7-year-old Leyofi. Tahainu, in the eyes of Chazal, who's the Yofi? What's the Yofi? The 7-year-old. In the world which we live in our minds, who's prettier, a 20-year-old or a 7-year-old? You don't have to answer the question. I was just in the airports there. They have all these magazines. The rumor of the magazines have women on them, so in order to attract you to buy them, even though there's nothing, not no gear to women. Most of them you can't even look at the covers because the women are dressed in a way that will attract a man, and not the Derech Hatzinius. But they don't have 7-year-olds women on them. They have 20-year-old women on them. So why is that? Because the Yofi of Chazal is not a Taiva Dika Yofi. The Yofi of Chazal is a Shleimus Dika Yofi. And Yofi is Mare, the Yofi Achitzoni is Mare on the Shleimus Hapnimi. Now, says the Gaon, there are two Lashonis we find, Yifas Toya and Toivas Mare. Yifas Toya, he says, is that all the Eivorim are proportional in the right proportions to the other, one to the other. And Toivas Mare is the Mare HaKloli, the Klas Neapodim HaKloli. You can have sometimes a person, the Mare HaKloli might be good, but let's say she got too big a nose. You can have that all the Eivorim are proportional and a very... There's the Yofi there, but the overall is not. Is not thing. Something gone. Yifas Toya, the Eivorim, is Maramis to Shleimus in Mitzvahs, which you do with Eivorim. And the overall Yifas Toivas Mare, the Mare HaKloli, is Kavonis and Midas Toivas. Since that's why you find by Goyim Eloshen Yifas Mare, that could be. They could have shaykhs to that, even though I told you it's a pele. How was Vashti Yifas Mare? She didn't. That wasn't shleimus at all. It's not, but she was like the 20-year-old, not the 7-year-old. Well, I'll call upon him. But Yifas Toyar is by Yidden because that's mitzvahs. I'll call upon him. She was a woman who was shalei betachlis hashleimus. Yifas Toyar, Toivas Mare. The Talmida of Mordechai. Vayihi behishama dvar amelech v'dosoi ubehikovitz naros ravis ashushan abira liad hegoi. When the melech's gzeira came out, and after the oros ravis were taken to Shushan Abira, what's all these neshaynus? So Chazal tell us she hid. Because when there was this threat of being taken to the Beis HaMelech, Esther, Tzadikis, who's going to go to such a thing, she's called Hadassah Agav. Hadassah is a notion of Tzadikim are called Hadassim. They have a Reach Toiv, is from Mitzvahs. In the Dalad Minim, the Hadassim and the Tzadikim She'ein B'Torah. She was a woman. And the Esrog is Talmid Chochem. She's a woman. She doesn't have Shleimus in Torah. She has Shleimus in Maisim. She was Hadassah. So she's going to be taken to the Beis HaMelech. Cholila, she hid. But they came after her. They knew there was such a person. And they were looking for her. And she got arrested. Va'tilo kach Esther el Beis HaMelech bal kocha. Tilo kach is passive. She was taken bal kocha to the Beis HaMelech. El yad hei gai shoy va'anoshi. What happened? Right now starts her tikkun. What was the chet she's going to be attacking? Shenedu misudasa shaloisa rosha. Why? The chet was they had anor. They enjoyed it. Hanoas Rishoim Rahi Echel Sadikim, Chazal say. Hanoa from Rishoim, Toivas Rishoim, is disgusting by Sadikim. How are they there? So she is now going to go, as a woman, into the biggest Hanoa that any woman could possibly have. And she's not going to be there from it. Ki who's there is going to be disgusting for her. She's taken to the Beis Hanoshim. Vatita Vanara Be'enov, this Haggai, who was a mumcha gadol in women, realized miyad that he saw her, that she is going to be the queen. He knew that the Yofi of this woman is going to take Achashverosh. Vatisa Chesed Lefonov. Vayivahel es tabrukeho ves modusea loseslo ves sheva ad oros ruis loseslo be beis haberech vayishadeh ves narosea letoik beis hadoshim. He moved her to the most choshev room in the beis hadoshim. And he immediately started the beauty treatment. There was a tanai. They had to have 6 months and 6 months. So she had to have the treatment, the same as everyone else. But he started the treatment miyat, so that she should go to the melech as soon, the first second that she could possibly go. He gave her 7 na'oros haruyas loses mibeis ha-melech, because as far as he was concerned, she was going to be the queen. He wanted to treat her royally already. Loi higida Esther es abba ves meladeto. Kibod chai tziva le'a shelo isagi. She didn't say where she came from, which nation she came from, because Mordechai was mitzaker. B'shum panim oifin, you don't say where you came from. Where were you, what nation did you come from? I have no idea. Who were your parents? No idea. All I know is I was discovered in a train station when I was a little baby by this yid Mordechai, and he brought me up. I have no idea what my yichus is. Why? Because Arei she hid herself. And Mordechai was choshesh that if they find out she's a yid, they'll say, oh, the yid did not want to be become the queen to the melech. That's Merida Mamalchus. Goodness knows what pogrom this Achashverosh is going to do. Achashverosh was a soine Yisrael. So he told it, b'shum parim oifin, don't say you're Jewish. So she didn't. U'b'chol yoy v'yoy, Mordechai mishalech nifei chatsa beis anoshim. Mordechai, the god Lador, went every day to the Beis Hanoshim now. Why? Because he was choshish for two things. One is, maybe they'll find out where she came from, or maybe they'll give her an oinish that she didn't want to come. And even more, he knew that Esther was such a tadekes, maybe she'll become sick from the Toivas HaRashoim. Eshloim Esther, what's going to be with her? How will she survive this all these beauty treatments from the Rashoim? Ubagia, Tornair of Anara, Lovel Amelech, Achashvich, Kate, Yos, Lokadas, Adoshim, Shnei Mosso, Choydish, Gichain, Yimlu, Kol Yimelu, Kain, Shishach, Adoshim, Shem, and Abom, Shishach, Adoshim, Bam Sobi, with Tabruki, Adoshim. 12 months of pampering, the best and the most choshev beauty treatments, and she's a woman, she's not a man nowadays, so it would make a difference. Men will also go with the sugar with all these aftershaves, and goodness knows what, tamruke adoshim that the bochrim put on, then it wasn't like that. Ubazeh hanara boil amelech. And where after this treatment, the Nara would come to the king. And whatever the girl would ask for to go with her to the Beis HaMelech, she would be given. Whatever clothes she would like. What color dress do you want? What material do you like? How would you like it designed? It was all made specially, whatever she wants. What type of makeup? Would you like a band to come with you? Would you like a whole ganze sach? Would you like streamers? Do you want things? Whatever you want, whatever she would ask for, every girl decided how they could. It was all fair. They had all exactly the same equal beauty treatment, and then everybody could ask. The yichid is the thing to make every girl wear the same dress will be ridiculous. Some girls would look good in blue, and some girls look good in green, and some girls look terrible in green, so they can't give the same dress. Some girls look want this type of style, and there was that type of style. So then everybody was fair because everyone was equal, they could ask whatever they wanted. But erev he ba'a uvabogi he shava el beis hanoshim sheni el yad shar ka suis ha-melech shoy be ha-pilagshim v'sobe ed ha-melech ki im chofetz ba ha-melech nekro v'shem. Spent the whole night with the melech, and then she went to the other department afterwards because she was already a pilagish of the melech. Ubagia tor Esther bas ha-vichayil doid Mordechai asher lokach loy levas lovei el ha-melech. When it came Esther's time to come, lo biksha davar, she didn't ask for anything. He drove Haggai the sugar. Chalila to ask for any toivas rishayim. Chalila to be there. So he asked her, "What dress would you like?" What color do you want to wear? Nothing. Do you want a band? Do you want this haircut, hairstyle? Do you want that hairstyle? Do you want this? Do you want that? Gosh. No big shadow. So he had to decide, because what, she could go with nothing? You can't go with nothing. She has to wear something. So Haggai dressed her up how Haggai thought she should be dressed up. Not to be Nene Mitovas Rishoim, to spitz tikkun of the chet. But to he, Esther, Nosis Chet, Beine Kol Re'ah. We've already explained. Chazal say there's a massive ness here. She was Be'etzim Yerak Rokes, the Tovas Rishoim, that she's now coming to the Melech, which every other girl was going, the spitz day of her life, she's going to be married to the king, and she's going to ask whatever she wants, the best day of her life. This made her green. She never would have become Malka. The Baruch Hashem brings a chut shel chesed, and she was noisis chayin be'enei kol ro'eho. Va'atir lo kach Esther el ha-melech, the same loshen b'di'eved, passive. She was forced to go to the Melech Achashverosh, el beis malchusoi, b'chodesh ha'asiri u'chodesh tevis mishnas sheva l'malchusoi. We're not so surprised that it was Vatino Kach. We're talking about one of the Zayin Nevi'os. A Kodesh Shebikdoshim should go to this Baltaiva. He, I think, wins the competition of the biggest Baltaiva in the whole of Tanakh. Every single night he's with the Nochah Meidel, Mamish, and for how many years? Three years. There's things going on. Crazy, crazy thing. And she's schlepped to such a bench. Megavolt. Pele. Vayehava melech Esther mikol ha-noshim. Vatisochet mochesin lefonim mikol ha-mesulos. The competition hasn't finished. She was rushed ahead of everybody else. Remember, as soon as she came in, he started her year. There's a lot of other girls. And the competition is to see all the girls, and then you decide at the end. Abba, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's all been Hashemayim that Esther should become the Malka. So, Vayehav HaMelech Esther to be called Anoshim, Vatisochev Chesim for Cholam Sulois, Vayosin Kesim Malchus Barosha, Vayimincheo Tachas Mashti. And it's a Pliatsuma. She's not royal, as far as anybody knows. She's an Asufi from the Shuk. When is she telling you, know, she's got parents, and she's become instead of Vashti a Malka. And the Melech was infatuated with her. Vayas haMelech Mishne Gadol leKol Sar VaAmadov. Mishne Gadol. This guy has a sogus in Mishne Gadol. But it didn't go for so long. But it was a choshev thing. Es Mishne Esther. He called it the Mishne Esther. VaHanocha laMedinas Asa. And he gave Hanocha in taxes to all the Medinas. Why? So the God, he wanted to know who she is, where she, which country does she come from, which nation. And she said, I don't know. So he wants to please her. So he says, I'll give a hanocha to all the nations. He wants to give a hanocha in the taxes to the nation she comes from. Mordechai's chashash was that it would be bad for the yin. Now what are we in a matzav? Puk faker, it would be wonderful for the yin. The melech just wants to be native to her nation. Hanoch Lamdinus also. Vayitein Masis, Ki Yad HaMelech. He gives Anonymous Hanoch, he gives our presence to all the nations. Because the nation of Esther must get Hanoch. Ubihikov veins Besula Shadis. And he sent all the Besulas away. There's no competition anymore. She is the Malka. Ubodachai Yoshi Bashar HaMelech. And he brings Mordechai into the Shara Melech, because the only thing you know about this lady is she grew up in Mordechai's house. So he wants to be Mahaneh. So Mordechai comes to the Shar HaMelech. Now we have to know one other insight just before we finish. We got a Chumash from yesterday. This morning's Haftorah. There's another thing that she has to be Metaken. One of the reasons that Esther is put into this thing, not only with the tikkun of that chet, there's something else she has to be attacking. Later on, Mordechai tells her, if she won't go when he tells her to go, then at ubeis avich tovedi, she is descended from Shaul. There's a huge taina on Shaul. What was the taina on Shaul? Nachshol was told by Shmuel very clearly. Destroy everything that is in Amalek and no chemla. Wipe them all out. And all the animals. That was his tzivu. Mechias Amalek, this could bring the geula. Vayeshava Shmuel Shaul Esaom Vayivkidei Batloi Mosai Elif Ragli Seres Alofim Es Ish Yehudi gets together to manage through this army, and he Vayach Shaul Esamolik Michavile Baruch Ashur Ashal Pnei Yemoy Vayitpois Es Agag Melech Amolik Choy Ves Kola Om Hechrim Lefi Choy. They killed every last Amoliki except Agag. Why? So some of the Mefarshim explained that his cheshbon was to kill Agag Stam on the battlefields of Chaval. Let's kill him in a very public way. We'll bring him back to Eretz Yisrael and we'll kill him in a public way. This is the end of Amalek, Mechias Amalek. Others say that he wanted to kill him in a more royal way. You know, in England, they had, you can see it today. If you go to London, you go to the Tower of London, and you can see in the Tower of London, there's a special chopping block for kings and queens. When they executed kings and queens, they didn't execute them stumbling like they executed everybody else. They had a special place for them. Henry VIII executed four of his wives, I think. And they executed once a king. Charles I was executed. They did it in a chosh of a way, not a thing. So it could be that it was that Al Sagag, or it was to make it a public way. Shteit aloshen vayacha boil Shaul v'ha'om al Agag. He was told lo yisach boil. Shmuel knew the chashash. They killed everything that was rubbish, not any good, but the good animals they kept. Why do you think they kept them? So we're all Makol Kolim. Because as soon as we hear, why do you think you keep good fat animals? To Gishmak a steak. But that isn't this. This is hating a Klali soil. They kept them because they wanted to be makriv them as korbanos. This is later on it said. That was the whole cheshbon. We could be mekayim shnei dvorim b'mas achas. We'll be kill them, the animals, but make them into a korban. Shmuel comes to see Shaul. Vayovei Shmuel el Shaul, vayomer lo Shaul, Baruch ata Hashem hakimus yisdvar Hashem. And Shaul says, I was mekayim what I was supposed to do. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel says, and this is, I think, one of the cutest parts of the Tanakh. Umer, it's a tvir. Koil hatzoin hazeh ba'aznoi. Umer, the koil hatzoin ba'aznoi. What am I hearing? This meh, if you killed all the animals. The koil abokor asher nechisha mea. Vayomer Shaul, me'amalek yeheviyum. Asher chomal ha'am, even said the words chomal, it's a pele. Asher chomal ha'al ha'meta v'atzoyn v'abokor l'man zvarech l'ashev l'kecha. We brought them down to make kabanas, it's gavaldig. V'sayoseh ramnu. What wasn't worth the carbon? We killed. Vayomer Shmuel and Shaul, heref. You leave me now. I'm going to tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me last night. Shaul, you're a big onov, but you are now the head of Klal Yisrael. You have to be the melech. You can't, a melech has to run the Am. וישלוח השם בדורך ויבלך ויחרמתם ויחרמתו ישחתו ישבולק ולנחמתו בועל כלו יסבו יסום ולא בלו שמעתם בכל השד ותעת אל השולו ותעשרה בעיני השם. Why didn't you listen? You're a melech, you were sent on a shlichus, why didn't you listen? And Shaul didn't help. It's a pele. Shaul was a big tzaddik. Kuben Shona lechet. So it was a big chal. He thought he was mekayimit. He was going to bring korbanos and he was going to kill Agag in a public way. Vayom Shaul el Shmuel, Hashem shamati b'koil Hashem. I did listen. In other words, he's telling Shmuel he's wrong. You're wrong. I did listen. Va'elich b'derech Hashem shlochani Hashem. Va'aviyis Agag melech Amalek v'asamalek hechramti. So obviously he wanted to kill Agag because it couldn't have been he was letting Agag go, because he says straight out, he didn't say I hid Agag somewhere. I brought Agag, I'm going to kill him publicly. What's the problem? And we want to make a big common. Shmuel tells him, "Are you soid otzum?" And this was his chet. Ha'chefetz l'Hashem ba'oilos u'svachim kishmaya b'koil Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom wants korbanos, or he wants you to listen to what he says. Is there a etzim mailin korbanos? So the Malbim says, there's no etzim mailin korbanos. Korbanos a reyach nichoyach, Rashi says, this week's parasha, she'amauti v'niskayem retoini. The whole Milan Korbanos is being Mekayim Rotzon Hashem. It's not the Etzim Milan. Does the Rabbani Shalom want Korbanos? Kishmaya Bekoil Hashem? Is that more chashiv than listening to what Hashem said? Hinei Shmaya Mizevach Toiv. Listening is more important than a Korban. Lahakshiv Mecheliv Eilim. For the most chashiv Korbanos. Lahakshiv even Mekayim without Cheshmoinus. Don't make cheshbonos, be mekayim the halacha. Kichatas kesem meri, rebelling against Hashem. You have rebelled against Hashem. You didn't listen. It's like a kesem. Ve'oven utrofim haftzar, and even worse was insisting that you did not do a chet. I told you did a chet, and you started arguing with me. That's haftzar. You weren't mekabel what I told you. That's even worse. That's oven trofim. Yan mo'asto is dvar Hashem va'yimo'ascho mimelech. Your mo'ya is dvar Hashem. Not being mekayim, the dikduk rav, and making cheshbonos is being mo'ya is dvar Hashem. And therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom, you cannot be the melech. The ikke taina on Shaul was shmoya mizevach toiv. He made cheshbonos. This cheshbon was gefelech. Because that night, Chazal tell us that Agag was bought al Ashivcha, the last night of his life. He thought he was going to be executed the next day, but he chapped a rein. He was bought al Ashivcha, and from that Shivcha came out Haman Ha'agogi. Our Haman, which we suffered from so much, came because Shaul was not Makshiv Michelev Eilim. Wasn't Shmai Misevach Toiv. So this, the fact that the whole problem that we have in the Megillah, it goes back to Shaul's not listening. Esther is descended from Shaul. Part of the tikkun to get rid of Haman in the world is to be metaken the chet of Shaul that he didn't listen. Is Esther has now been put into a situation where Mordechai told her Asher lo sagid. Why? Because he's choishesh. They make a pogrom that she didn't want to become the queen. But we now see that all the reasons that Mordechai's chashash are irrelevant. Pumfaket hanochas lamedinas maseis kiyad amelech. He just wants to be native to the nation she comes from. But Mordechai hasn't given her heter to say. Ein Esther Magedes Moladetov es Amokashet Sivo Lea Mordechai. The God of Ador said, not to say, God, not say. I bottled all the reasons. It'll be good for the Yid. Mordechai said, not to say. Tzivo Lea Mordechai, a Tzivo from the God of Ador. She's listening. That's a tikkun of what Shaul heard from Shmuel and made cheshbonos. But just let's finish very quickly the next few psukim till the end of the parak. Bayomi bohem u'mordechai yoshe b'shar ha'melech kotzav biksav v'ser shnei sarisei ha'melech v'shor v'yasav v'yivak shel lishloach yod v'melech ha'chashverosh. Mordechai was yoshe b'shar ha'melech because Esther, as he said, because Esther grew up in his house. These two chevre, the shomrei ha'melech, the big son of Seresh couldn't take it. He was up the whole night. They were supposed to be up the whole night, but he was up the whole night. It was in Teves, the long nights of the winter. Normally, as soon as they knew, the Melech went to sleep. They went to sleep, but he was up the whole night with Esther, driving them crazy. They decided, Gvaltig and Midas Teves, they're going to kill him. Vayivoda Adam and Mordechai. They were Tarshishians, and they spoke in Tarshish. They didn't realize that Mordechai was Mordechai Balshan. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin could speak 70 languages. Mordechai knew 70 languages. They didn't realize that when they were talking in the foreign language, that Mordechai could understand everything that they said. You know, be careful sometimes you speak in English around. You never know who can hear you. You think you could, you know, sometimes you think on the bus, you don't know who can hear you. They come amazing that happened like that. Vayivoda Adov and Mordechai vayagid leEsther Amalko. Now look at the punkt verkehrt from the midas of the tzaddikim, the midas of the rishayim. We'll see later on how Haman takes all the credit for himself for things he never did. But Mordechai cholila, Mordechai first of all tells them Esther Amalko. Vatoyv Esther lemelech b'shem Mordechai, and Esther tells b'shem Mordechai. Esther cholila to take the credit herself. Kol ha'oyim edom b'shem Amro, maybe gula la'olam. From this where we learned it. Vayivuka shadova, they didn't believe it, so they tested the poison. They prepared poison for the king. They tested the poison. Vayimotze, and they found that it was true. Vayitolu shneim al eitz, so they were hung. Vayikose b'sefer divrei hayomim lifnei hamelech. And interesting, they had two sets of Divrei Hayomim. In those days, they had chronicles which they wrote down everything that happened. They had two sets, one a long one and one a kitzer, which was always Lifnei HaMelech. For some reason, well, maybe it's not such a pele, but this was written in the Divrei Hayomim Asher Lifnei HaMelech, in the one in front of the Melech. And what happened to Mordechai? What schar did Mordechai get? He just saved the king's life. What happened to Mordechai? Klum, nothing. But the Melech wanted to reward. Arei the Melech is lasas kirtzon ish v'ish. That's his whole shita. Keep everybody happy. Give rewards. What does he want to do for the arm of Esther? Hanocha, he said. Masses. Give out. Keep everybody happy. The Pele is, he doesn't give anything to Mordechai. But he does give reward for the one who was goyim that saved his life. Who was goyim that saved his life? Haman. Achashverosh thinks deeply into things, and he realizes that the ultimate cause of his of the fact that Esther became the Malka, or Mela Mordechai was Yoshev thing, the ultimate cause was actually Haman, from Haman's brilliant idea. And then, because he got rid of Vashti and Mela, they had this whole beauty contest and everything else. So he was yored la'umkon shel advarim and realized it was Haman. Ach advarim o'ele gidal ha'melech ha'chashverosh es Haman ben Amdoso. He rewarded Haman for the fact that he had such a good queen and the fact that she saved his life and everything. Haman gets the reward. There's one other pshat. The Chazal say ach advarim ho'ele. Acha shehuchan harafua labaka. What's it mean? Acha dvorim. This big Sovaterish episode is the last thing we need. We've had all the things. Big Sovaterish episode, as you realize, is vital in the whole geula of Klal Yisrael. Without the big Sovaterish episode, Haman would still be alive. Without the Haman amendment, Haman would still be alive. It's vital, this big Sovaterish. So now we have the refuah in place, we can now have the makam. The ma'isa ma'inafka mina. So the Chazal say, by Klal Yisrael, the relation appears the refuah before the makam, by the goyim, the makam before the refuah. Ma'inafka mina. So there's a makam, there's a refuah. Teretz is, go back to the God's moshul. if the whole pshat in the makkah is to get to the refuah, then first you prepare the refuah because that's the ikkah, and then we give the makkah. But the makkah doesn't have any schus be'etzim. It's not we're giving the makkah. We give a makkah. Now let's see, should we give a refuah? Should we give a refuah? The whole point of the makkah is just to get to the refuah. So the Rebbeinu Shleim by Klal Yisrael prepares all the refuah first, and then brings the gzeira into roll into the world, and then all the events can happen. By the goyim, the Oidish is an Oidish. If the Choyzim Bitshuva, maybe then the Rebbeinu Shleim bring a refuah. It's a whole different mahalach in what the Makkah is all about. What the Acha Advarim O'Ele is telling us, that the whole Gzeira only comes mitoich the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, in order to be metaken Klal Yisrael and bring us back to the Madriga that we should be on.